It's time again to find out what Ed has said. Hey there, friends and loved ones. Here we are at episode 10 of What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie. You know, when I first started this podcast, I was nervous as all hell. It was exciting, but I didn't know if it was going to be a success. I thought to myself, this could go really poorly. I could probably end up being the most boring person to have ever made a podcast. However, I received a whole lot of positive feedback from you, and I kept on going. And I will continue to go until the day that I have too much on my hands to possibly continue. Hell, I might even be going until the age of 30. You know, with children and a wife and stuff. I might even continue after that, who knows? I'm staying positive. The day will come when we all go our separate ways, but you'll always have me in the form of this podcast. If you still want to hear me ramble on, that is. You see, we'll graduate. We'll go study whatever we're going to study. And we might not see each other for a very, very long time. But you'll still know what's going on with me. You know, if you tune in and keep being as cool as you are and listening to me, then, you know, we won't miss each other as much. I can't say that I won't miss you, because I will. I mean, you might stay in touch, or maybe you'll move on to do greater things. Whatever it is you do, I hope you're happy doing it. But if you aren't, then I hope I can brighten your day some. Maybe. I don't know. While we're on the subject of the future, however, I wanted to talk about my future. Where I would like to be down the road. You see, a while ago I received a question that most kids my age aren't ready to answer. Unless you're the type of people to, you know, have things figured out. You see, somebody asked me, well, what is it that you want to do down the line? What do you want to do in the future? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to work? What kind of person do you want to be? Me, I want to hold a steady job, something in graphic design. I don't know, there's a whole lot of jobs in there, but something steady, something that, you know, will keep the income coming in so that I can stay alive and survive, not have to live out in the street. Not that there's anything wrong with living in the street, you know, I've met a lot of really cool homeless people, but I have no intention of becoming homeless myself, and I'm pretty sure that neither do you. So I would be working in graphic design, but on the side, I'd probably have a bunch of, you know, little projects. I would work from morning to afternoon, come home and still have things that I could probably do. Maybe a YouTube channel down the line, a children's book, and maybe some other things to distract me from my own thoughts. Because we all know that when you're lazy enough to just sit around, you start to think. And you start to think a whole lot, and a whole lot of it isn't very pleasant. You don't want to go down that road. Neither do I. And that's why I need things to distract myself. See, I would have this neat little apartment with a whole lot of space on the inside. You know, it's an apartment, it's not a house, you know, I'm not a landowner or anything, but it would still be special to me. It would be decorated with all the little things I love, a poster of the Beatles framed in the living room, a collection of comic books, movies, music, video games, and maybe even some books to keep my brain nice and brainy. I wouldn't be alone there, however. I'd be with one of the best women I've ever met. Oh, she'd be smart, funny, and responsible. All the things I value in people. We'd have moments where we would just lie down in the evening, holding each other, laughing at the occasional joke, and then falling asleep. She'd have her own thing going on too. Maybe she's a writer, or a musician, or maybe even an artist too. Anyway, those are just my fantasies. Don't suppose you want to hear much about that anymore. So I'll keep it nice and simple. Short term, I just want to study graphic design. Maybe get a couple of odd jobs here and there to keep myself afloat. And, you know, I don't think I'll go anywhere crazy like CalArts. I'll apply to these places, but I don't have high hopes of getting in. And even if I do get accepted, I probably won't be able to afford it. I would go somewhere like SDSU, which also happens to have its own design program. My family doesn't have a lot of money, so places like CalArts are kind of beyond our budget. And even with financial aid, I'd need a crazy miracle like a full ride scholarship. But that seems to be like a dream. You might relate. Maybe there's a school you dream of going to, but it seems to be out of your reach. My advice would be to try your best to make it, but always have a plan B. And I'm still gonna apply to these crazy art schools, but I'll have something to fall back on, you know? I know that you'll be a success. It takes patience, and determination at that. You must persevere, because I know you'll make it if you put your heart to it. Because you're that kind of person. Moving on. Autumn is right around the corner. You know what that means. It's time to apply to a bunch of colleges. If you're a senior, that is. If not, then it just means Halloween and Thanksgiving. Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. The decorations, the costumes, the candy, and the horror movies. So long as you're not the type to think of Halloween as nothing but a demonic excuse to go around acting like a hooligan, you'll enjoy it. Me? I'm in it for the occasional, you know, costumes and decorations. I personally don't dress up. That doesn't mean that I don't have ideas. You know, this year I would love to dress up as a gunslinger. Not the type of gunslingers you hear about on Fox News, but the kind that you would hear about in a Western movie. You know, a cowboy. Too bad the school doesn't allow props, though. They don't allow props, they don't allow swords, let alone toy guns. Especially nowadays. So I guess I might just have to be a banana slinger, handing out potassium to fools left and right. This friend of mine, she's gonna remain nameless. She has some of the coolest costumes I've ever seen. I'm not lying when I say that I look forward to seeing what she's been cooking up. Here's hoping she gets to finish that one costume she wanted to try out last Halloween. I know you won't let down. You never do. In other news, my school's still broke. Last year there was a paper shortage. Good thing we had computers though. Nowadays the school's taken to selling snacks at the cafeteria. Doritos, Gatorade, ice cream. Boy, would Michelle be so proud of us right now. You know, not to mention the cost of AP exams have gone up from $10 to $54 each. You better make sure to study up. Because, you know, it's gonna be expensive for you and you do not want to waste that much money on a test that you're gonna fail. No, sir. Not even twice. Of course, you know, if you're one of those more fortunate people, the type of people that don't have to worry about money, then nothing has really changed. You're still gonna pay full price, which is, you know, the $90 that they ask for. But to the rest of us peasants, we're scared. You know, this is a whole scary thing. We've got to actually invest a whole lot of money in this, which means that there's a whole lot of pressure to actually get a pretty good score. You know, not come to think of it, I'm kind of frightened that they're gonna raise the prices for, you know, prom and stuff. To all these little dances that I've always wanted to go to but never actually had the chance. I'll probably go alone, sure. You know, there's no doubt about that, but it would be nice to go for once, you know? Even if I am alone. Anyways, I guess that's all I have to say for now. Remember to keep working hard, and that eventually there'll be a light at the end of the tunnel. And then there'll be another tunnel to distract you. This has been What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie, wishing you good luck and happy trails.